Now, 10 steps. 10 more steps. Number one, count the cost. For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost? Number two, do not become desperate. Yes. Number three, two or three is enough. Don't be desperate. Instead of just, people are looking, I will be disgraced. No. No. It's a very great thing you are doing. It's a very great thing, I'm telling you. It's a very great thing that you are doing. Look, I'll tell you, listen to what I'm going to say. Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Shall I tell you something?
Yes.
If you are going to give $1 million to the church, I have to choose between you giving $1 million to the church and you starting a church. I will say, if I have to choose, I'll say, we'll start a church rather than give $1 million. Wow. It's a great thing to start a church. God is not in need of money. It's your great opportunity to fulfill his will. Yes. And I'm sure some of you are surprised. I said, oh, bring the money. No, I prefer you. And you see, I've found that the people who do the work, they are the ones who even give. If I do any fundraising here, you see, it's those who work, those who preach, they are the ones who even understand and even believe in such things. The so-called people who are going to bring money, and so they don't come back. When they go to bring the money, they get stuck at the money center. Those who preach, they give more. Those who love God's work, they give more to what they believe in. Yeah. Number three, two or three is enough. I've said that already. Number four, don't be in a hurry. If you give birth to your child, 9 months is tall like this, will you be happy? It will not fit into any aeroplane because 5 months, look at the height. So when he grows to 1 year, it's too much. So don't be in a hurry for the things to be growing too fast. There is a normal rate for which church shoes will grow. So don't say, oh, it must become like this. But no. That's why my pastors in the north, all those guys, I have pictures of their churches. I said, send me pictures, see their congregation. I'm very happy with them. It's a wild thing that they are doing there. Very wild. Yeah. You take a town like Gushegu. You don't even know. Do you know where is Gushegu? You see? But other religions have built temples for that take 3,000 seats in Gushegu. Several. With smaller ones, you see a small town, 50. And we don't have any. Please. What we are doing is great. Don't let anybody despise you. Don't let anybody look down on you. Are you there? Number five. Pray for and recruit pillars. Pillars. You need pillars to build your church. Without pillar, what is a pillar? A pillar is a strong man. You depend on him. Look at this pillar. Charlie, this pillar is holding a lot of things. So. Very solid. It's a pillar. It's holding up the church. There are some people, they hold the church. When you see them around, know that the church is working. Yeah. May you be a pillar in the church. I like your presence. That when you walk in the church, it's like things are okay because this person is around. It's like there's some strength around. It's like you are a church owner. You are a church owner. The whole church is like you. It's like your personal something. You see, no one person can own a church. In our church, the church does not belong to an individual. Like this church, all this is church land. It's all registered. Lighthouse Chapel International. All this is church. Nobody owns anything here. And can own anything. I don't own anything here. My wife doesn't own any. It's a church property. Yes. There's no university here. There's no business here. Yes.
So a church cannot be owned by somebody. But there are people who are called pillars. They behave as if they are the owners of the church. The way they talk and the way they fight for the church and the way they do things, you think that they have some shares or as if maybe they own it secretly, or they are wild people in the church. Those are what we call pillars in the church. And you need to recruit pillars in the church. Father, send more pillars to the church. Send more pillars to the church. Send more pillars to the church. God is giving you pillars. God is raising pillars. God is raising church owners. Do you understand what I say? Church owners. Yeah. When the person comes around, you see that music will be okay. Sound will be okay. Light will be okay. Security will be okay. People will come to the church. Their work will be done. The church will be clean. It will be open. Things will work. All problems will be solved. It's like the owner of the house has arrived. Pillars. Yes. You are a pillar in Jesus' name. I say you are a pillar in Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, from today I'm going to behave like a church owner, like an owner of the church. Tell your neighbor, people will think I've bought the church, I own the church land. They will think I own it. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And what is a pillar? Things depend on you. Things depend on you. When you are a pillar, things depend on you. When you are not a pillar, nothing depends on you. When you are not around, even a problem has also gone away. May you never be described as a problem in a church. Hallelujah. Yes, mega church. This is what we call how to start a church. Number six, lay a foundation of prayer. Yes, church work is a spiritual thing. Yes, and it is also by rank. That is why when Jesus was casting out the devils from Gadara, the madman of Gadara. Now, when we go to Israel, we go to Tiberias, which is Galilee. That's the side where Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount. So you'll be standing here, and this is the lake. And the Bible says, and Jesus said, let us go over to the other side. The King James put it in a way, in Luke. So you see that Gadara was on the other side of the lake. Yes. And let us go to the other side of the lake. Let us go over onto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. Yeah. So Galilee, Gadara is on the other side. So when we go to Israel, we have to go to the other side. We always go to this side. But if you want to go to Gadara, where the madman of Gadara was healed, we have to go to the other side of the lake. Will you be there? Shano Sapa, Shema, Sebo, Saba, Kaba, Dalamba, Shem, Balam, Balam, Balamba. Yeah. Now, when Jesus spoke to the demons that were in the madman of Gadara, when Jesus asked him, what is your name? They used a military term. We are legion. He used a term. It's a battalion. It's a battalion. It's a paratroop. It's a platoon. Yes. So immediately you see that demons are arranged in a militarized way. And they understand rank. That is why when Jesus, when the seven sons of Sceva, they tried to cast out the devils, the devils immediately recognized people that have not been appointed in the army. Yes. And they said, look, Paul, we know him. We know what he is. He's a general. Jesus, we know. That's what Jesus, we don't come. A, but you, I mean, you have not even gone enter the army. And they beat up the guys properly. So you see that. That's why sometimes a person of a certain rank will start a church and the church will get bigger. Because of his rank in the spirit. And the devils recognize the rank. So you can't go into church planting as a natural person. Before you don't take care, the sons of Sceva, what happened to them will happen to you. And if you don't take care, you'll be preaching. And people will start shouting, Pastor, there are no verses in your preaching. Because there's no spiritual authority. Pastor, there are no verses in your preaching. Your preaching is not good. We are not enjoying it. Somebody will stand up and say, we are not enjoying the preaching. I know some people, they went to start a church and the pastor, the people, somebody said, you are not enjoying the preaching. There are no verses in the preaching. Verses in him. So you see, it's because you don't have authority. That's why somebody can stand up and shout like that. There are no verses in the scriptures. No verses in the thing. You need to pray and be in the spirit. You need to be in the spirit. In the night between 12 and 3. Yes. You know, I saw a pastor from Haiti. Yeah. He came to America. And he started a church. And then he set up a radio station. And the radio station, mainly they work between 12 and 3. Yes, AM. And the reason he said that, voodoo is most active between 12 and 3. People cannot sleep. Demons are moving. So his station is 12 to 3. Yes. It's interesting that we have the Makanai around that time too. Yeah. Yes. Fighting devils. So I need to see you in the spirit. Yes. Then you start to see that the church is working. Because as you stand there, the devil is ranking you, is assessing your rank. Charlie, is he a sergeant or a staff sergeant? Oh, Charlie, is he a private? What is he? Oh, he's not a military man. Oh, he's a civilian. So the devils are always assessing you to see your rank. Who is the one who has come there? Who is the guy? Say, Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. But you, once you are not even in the army, it's a civilian. So it's a civilian. He doesn't even know how to shoot. Now, what are the topics you pray for? You pray Matthew 6:10, thy will be done. You pray thy kingdom come. Yes. You pray Psalm 2 verse 8. Ask of me and I shall give you the nations. So you stand and say, Father, I have come to ask of you. Give me the nations. This nation, give it to me. You pray 1 Chronicles 4:10. Enlarge my coast. You pray Ezekiel 36:37. Increase us with men like a flock. You just use these scriptures to pray. All are in the book. You pray Isaiah 66 verse 8. For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth. I am bringing forth in the spirit. And you say, I am bringing forth. I am bringing forth. I am bringing forth a church. I am bringing forth a church. Kenwa, 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 Kenwa. In the name of Jesus. Kenwa. Hey! The church is coming out. From the north, from the south. I'm calling them. Travel in birth. You'll be praying and you you are pushing out the baby in the spirit. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Number 7, be a motivational leader. Yes. You can't be so dry without expression. No feeling. You don't look happy, you don't look sad. In every good film, there is sad moment and happy moment. Yes, and they usually add sexual moments too. It's in every film. They will be checking content. Do you become happy? Do you become sad? That's why if there's a team, they are going to catch an anaconda, they will show somebody in his life, then they will let that person die in the film so that everybody will feel sad. Then they will show another one where somebody escapes and everybody will be happy. So in every film, there is sadness, there is happiness, and there's some small sex also added. Hey! That's how they make the films. I know tense. You think I don't know tense? You get what I'm saying? So even at the beginning of the film, you can see those who are going to die. You say, this man, he'll die by all means. It looks like somebody is going to die. The way they are showing the beginning of the family and how the wife and this and that. So this man, you die. So you cannot be a pastor of the church and you stand there with him. The word of God says that we should do this. And we are here today by the power of the Holy Spirit so that God himself can work for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is a very great day that God has chosen that we should start a church. Because the Bible says that where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. So God be the glory for all the things that he has done. God is a very great God. And God himself is going to do something. Hey! No feelings at all! How do you think people will be blessed? There is no feeling in your ministry. Monotone. One tone. Monotone. Monotonous. Monotone. One tone. Monotonous. Boring. Tell somebody, I'm going to be a motivational pastor. Number 8, witnessing and follow-up, which we have already given. Number 9, avoid these mistakes. Don't appoint, start making appointments. When you come now, you see a sister and you say, you are going to be my worship leader. You know, and she cannot sing too. She cannot sing. Instead, so I've appointed, this is my new soloist. She's my talented solo artist. And she cannot sing. Maybe she can dance, but she cannot sing. And you realize you appoint somebody who can sing but cannot dance. And you appoint the person as a dancing star. So, take your time with appointments. Yes. I've done it before. One day I came, I started the church. I said, oh, you'll be the worship leader. Ooh. I realized that, no. I've appointed the wrong. The how to change the person becomes a long thing before the person will be offended. Say, hey! One church that has been started, I've already been removed from my post. And finally, number 10, things you don't need to start a church. Number 1, you don't need a complimentary card. You don't need briefcase. You don't need an office. You don't need anything. You just need yourself and God and the Bible. And you have started a church. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Now, everybody stand up for a moment.